Parshas Shmos introduces us for the first time to Moshe, and it is from this parsha and onward that he is the dominant personality in the Torah, leading the people out of Egypt, through the Yam Suf, receiving the Torah on Har Sinai, and then eventually 40 years of leadership in the Midbar, from this week and onward until we complete the Torah at the end of Sefer Dvarim. Everything revolves around Moshe and his leadership. What is particularly fascinating is the first stage of Moshe's life, his infancy. His parents are desperate to save him, and they cast him down the river, hoping for a miracle. And it happens. The princess, Bas Paro, finds the baby floating down the river and with great mercy takes the baby, wants to raise him, wants to take care of him. She finds that he will not nurse, and then, fortunately, since Moshe's loving sister Miriam had been watching, she volunteers to make sure that Moshe is nursed by Jewish women, by his mother. But eventually we read how Moshe nurses, he gets stronger, until eventually he's weaned. Until we read in Perek Bet, Pasuk Yud, V'yigdal hayeled, he grows older, he can be independent, he is weaned, V'tivyeu l'bas paro, and they finally bring him back to Bas Paro, who still wants and expects this child. V'hila l'bein, she loves him, she raises him, she treats him as a son. But Tikra Shemo Moshe, she calls his name Moshe. But Tomer, she says, Ki min hamayim mishitihu, because he was drawn from the water. If you think about it, it's striking that according to the Torah, the name that Moshe was given from Bas Paro is the one which becomes the name which we know him as. After all, it's not exactly clear how many years this has been, but it is clear from the Torah that some time has passed. He's already Va'yigdal Hayeled, when the Torah tells us that Bas Paro gave him the name of Moshe. It would seem clear, therefore, that it must have been that he must have previously had a different name, a Jewish name. His parents must have given him a name at the bris, which wasn't Moshe. It seems to be the inescapable, although perhaps at first blush shocking, implication of the text. And in fact, the Medrash says just this, both in Vayikra Rabbah as well as in the Yalkut Shemoni. Chazal informs us that Moshe did have Hebrew name. In fact, perhaps as many as 10 different names, such as Avigdor, Yekutiel, Chever, Tovia. Well, if this is the case, it really begs very interesting question. Number one, if the Torah in Lashon HaKodesh explains that the source, that the root of the name Moshe is based on the Hebrew root, Minamayim Mishitihu, was drawn from the water, how did Bas Paro know Hebrew? How could she make this connection to give him that name? And secondly, if he already had names from his parents, why, for all of history, why throughout the Torah do we specifically use the name Moshe, the one that Bas Paro gave him, and not one of these other names that his parents gave him? So the Rishonim offer a number of different answers to these questions. Ibn Ezra begins by suggesting, perhaps, that Bas Paro actually gave him an Egyptian name, Munias. It's just that the Torah translates that into the Hebrew as Moshe and explains where it comes from. And evidently, Munias in Egyptian meant what Moshe and Minamayim Mishitihu means in Hebrew. So in fact, the name Moshe is the Hebrew translation of the name that Bas Paro gave him. The second explanation of the Ibn Ezra is that perhaps Bas Paro learned to speak Hebrew, and that it was she who eventually gave him that Hebrew name. The Chizkuni offers another few explanations. Perhaps, in keeping with what we just saw, it was Bas Paro who gave him the name, and how did she know Hebrew? Chizkuni says this is based on an opinion in Chazal that Bas Paro actually converted. She didn't just love Moshe. She didn't just have mercy on Moshe. She wanted to put her destiny with the Jewish people, according to this opinion. She converted. She became a Gioret. She learned Hebrew, and she gave him the name Moshe. Or, finally, a fourth explanation, the Chizkuni says, actually was Moshe's biological mother, Yocheved, at his birth, gave him the name Moshe. And it was eventually, later, that when Paro's daughter asked what the child's Hebrew name was, and they told her that the name was Moshe, So she decided to call him by his given name, by his birth name, remarking, says the Chizkuni, that this name was in fact an appropriate, a good name. After all, she had drawn him from the water. In other words, between the Chizkuni and the Ibn Ezra, we have four explanations. Either that Bas Paro gave him an Egyptian name, Munias, that the Torah translates into Moshe, or that Bas Paro learned to speak Hebrew, or, number three, similar, she converted, became a Gyoret, that's how she knew Hebrew and gave him the name, or actually this was the name that she never gave him. She just called him the name that he was given at his birth, because when they explained to her where the name came from, it made so much sense to her. Then the Chizkuni, however, goes on to explain something profound. And this is an idea which is also found in the Sephorno. And this relates to our second question, which is really even a more important question. Why, given what we now know, why would it be this name, Moshe, out of all the other names that he had, why is it this name that Hashem wants us to call him? Why is it this name that the Torah focuses on? And both the Chizkuni and the Sephorno, each in their own way, answer the same way. In fact, based on the Torah's description of min hamayim mishitihu, because I was drawn from the water, actually his name should have been Mashui, which is the passive to be drawn. Moshe is the active, but the description is he was drawn from the water, that's passive, so his name should have been Mashui. Why was it Moshe? Why was it active? It is foreshadowing with Ruach HaKodesh that one day this boy who was saved from the water, one day he would draw. He would save other people from danger. Ein ksiv Mashui ela Moshe. Lomar kashem shem shisihu kein yehu Moshe acherim. Just like he was saved, he wasn't saved just for no reason or just out of luck. He was saved out of destiny and hashkacha pratis, so that one day he'd be able to save his fellow Jews and draw them to safety.